You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I got Coach Inge. What scares you about this Texas offense?
Fast, athletic. They work well together at obviously all of the skill positions. And you know at the running back position, even though they have a couple who are not playing, they have two young horses who are literally just are right in the wings who are ready to evolve and jump onto the scene.
Have you run across Coach Sark coaching?
Yes.
Have you played against
him? You know, I never played against him from a coaching standpoint, but we've known each other over the years from a recruiting standpoint. Probably... I think the first time he was at USC back in 2005 and 2006.
Can you see the change in him over the years?
Yes, and that's honestly, I can appreciate that because that's what you want. You want to see someone who has had to endure adversity, evolve, and change. That is truly what our life stories are always about.
It was interesting. One of the Texas guys, you know, who deals with Sark on a regular basis, and said he's less Pete Carroll these days and more Nick Saban Does that make sense?
How about that? That is awesome. Now, so what are they saying is he's less Pete Carroll, more Nick Saban from an energy and passion scenario?
I don't think he's got Snoop on the sidelines anymore. I don't think he's getting Snoop and Henry Winkler sideline passes, maybe.
I would say Matthew McConaughey, correct.
Well, one of the wild things is, you know, and he got this from, I don't know if I should tell you this, he got it from Nick Saban, is that either Nick or Steve adopted the same thing here. He doesn't let his assistants talk to the media during the season. Would you be cool with that?
Well, no. I think the one thing that you have to be able to do is, now understanding the systems that they come from, there's obviously a reason. I know on our ends, it's something that when you have the ability to be exposed to you all during the season, we can establish friendships and relationships and continue to grow in our profession.
When you get a guy like Jeremiah, he's got a family, he's going to go to the NFL. Yeah. He's not opting out. He's playing. You know, just tell me a little bit about how that makes you feel, not only losing him, but he's willing to put the team ahead.
Of course, yeah. What that really allows you to do, that lets you know those young men are getting the right message from you and your coaching staff in the locker room and around the program. And what he's doing with his actions, he's sending a message to the next group of young men that are coming and saying, it's fine. You can enjoy your college experience. Enjoy these moments and enjoy this time.
Just wanted to ask you, not bowl related. They've signed so you can talk about it, but you added three transfers to the roster for next year. And you're smiling a little bit.
Oh, I can't wait.
Tell me a little bit about Goforth.
He is going to be an immediate impact player. And the one thing that it does, it gives us some added depth. When now we know we have four linebackers who can play, not just guys who can go in and do some things, but when you have Afonso Tupatala, who's returning as a starter, who will be up on some of the Butkus Award lists. You also have Edifuan Ulufosio, who will be in the exact same boat. You have a Carson Bruner, who is going to be doing the exact same thing, and now you add him to the mix, and there's probably going to be another person in our room that's going to surprise everyone. And that's my mission and my job, to make sure that there's someone else that's going to step forward and surprise everyone. That's what you want to wear when you put different individuals on the field. There is no drop-off. There's only raised level of competition.
I asked Coach Hopkins, the basketball coach, about coaching young freshmen and coaching older guys. He goes, yeah, it's a lot easier coaching the older guys. You got an older guy coming in at corner who looks really good.
Yep.
And is it Muhammad Jabbar?
Yep.
From Oklahoma State. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, he is fast, athletic. He comes in with a lot of experience. And that's one of the things that we were kind of looking for, to see if we can get a defensive back corner type who's got a lot of playing experience. And that's the one thing that you see when you look at someone who had over 900 plus snaps, you know, not maybe 927 snaps during a season. That is someone coming in who's got a plethora of experience. And that's what you want from a leadership standpoint at that particular position, because he knows he's going to be on the island, he's going to be on the cliff, but his performance is going to be one of the biggest differences that will allow us to continue to take steps in our program as we go into year two.
You ever coached a quarterback before?
The QB?
Yeah, because you got one coming in that's going to play defensive end.
Right.
You ever coached a quarterback before?
Yes. You're correct. Exactly. I did when we were at Indiana. During the season of 2016, we had a linebacker who was a quarterback in high school named Chris Covington. We had a quarterback get hurt. He had to go play quarterback, and he actually played in the game, started, and did everything else. And unfortunately, in the middle of the season, he got hurt. He came back as a linebacker and ended up playing in the NFL. He played with the Cowboys.
Is there any chance that he's going to have that conversation to you, that he could be your Jack Coletto?
You know, I would almost assume that conversation is going to happen, because you know how those guys are. They those individuals who've had their hands around or on the ball, it's something that is in you from a spirit standpoint, to where that's something that you want. And I know from a staff standpoint, when you have Coach Grubb and Coach DeBoer and all the offensive staff, that they are never not thinking about doing something that's going to cause a team to practice more, but also doing something that's going to allow us to be able to be in positions to win football games.
Like putting Jeremiah at tight end.
Correct.
Coach Morrell.
Yes, sir.
When you shaved off your beard last time,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure you said it was barbecue sauce.
It was.
Down in Texas, has it been a problem?
Yeah, barbecue sauce is always a problem. I think the biggest thing is I'm not overly superstitious, but we've got a lot of wind stacked up on this beard right now, so we're going to ride it out until the end of the game.
Any advice on the guys with the beards handling the barbecue sauce down here?
Man, lots of wet naps. That's all I can say. Got to get ready to go. Put some soap and some shampoo. Carry some shampoo in your pocket.
Hey, a couple things. You know, with Jeremiah declaring for the draft, and a lot of guys who declared for the draft, they just opt out.
Right.
He's playing. What does that mean?
It's huge. I just look at the leadership that he's brought to our team throughout the course of the season, and just the character of who he is. It's just, you have to know who he is. That's the type of person he is, that he's going to be there for his brothers. He's going to give everything he's got. He's given, since the second we've gotten here, he's given literally everything he's got to the program. And has been absolutely a spearhead of the turnaround of why we're at where we're at. And so I really wasn't shocked or surprised at anything different, you know, that he would be here leading us out one more time.
And I haven't had a chance to talk to you, and they've signed, but you've got some transfers coming in next year. It should help immediately.
Right.
Can you tell me a little bit about Randall Goforth and just what you saw in him and how you see him fitting into this defense?
Yeah, veterans, you know, veteran player, you know, veteran savvy player, a lot of experience in the league. And I think there's, you know, when you've got that history and commonality of understanding how the league operates, I think that's key. And, you know, we're at a time right now where we're obviously have signed some young guys coming in, but I think it's also very challenging, especially at the linebacker position, to expect an incoming freshman to be ready for the rigors of what goes on down in the box all the time. And so, you know, we knew we were going to have to continue to bring some experience, especially with Cam Bright and Chris Mole, you know, being here for a season, they did a great job of helping us out for a year. So we're looking for the same thing out of Braylon.
Yeah, and just, you know, one of the hardest positions, you know, is to come in as a freshman, I think, is playing corner.
Oh,
and
no doubt.
And just having a guy with experience and bringing in Muhammad Jabbar.
Yeah, Jabbar.
And I always get me, is it Muhammad Jabbar or Jabbar Muhammad?
Jabbar Muhammad.
Yeah. Talk about him and just how important that is to bring in an experienced guy.
Yeah, I think it's really critical. Like I said, he's got a lot of snaps under his belt. He's played at an extremely high level. And, you know, you look throughout the course of the season, you know, we went short on corner throughout a good chunk of the season. And quite frankly, there's several parts during the season where we were literally one injury away from potential disaster in terms of not having enough guys to be out on the field. And so, you know, it was critical for us to go out and fill the room up, which is going to increase the level of competition on a daily basis. And I think that's when you're going to get the best out of guys. So we're excited to have him with us.
It's just also interesting, a guy from South Dakota that was a quarterback.
Yeah.
And he's over to defensive end. I was asking Coach Inge if he's ever coached a quarterback before.
Right.
And he said back at Indiana he had one.
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at, you know, small town Durfee, talking about Durfee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, small town Minnesota kid. A lot of times they put their best athlete at quarterback. I mean, that's your small town football nature of things. And, you know, over time here, he's developed tremendously. And now he's, you know, 6'5", 260 pounds and runs like an athlete. And I think that's really hard to find at that position. And obviously it's great for us having, you know, ZTF and Trice back, but we're also got eyes down the road to, like, we need the next guys that are coming in. And especially at the edge position, we've got to have, you know, great depth in order to continue to get after quarterbacks, because you look at what's going on quarterback-wise in the league next year, it's going to be a rewind. It's essentially a rewind of this season. And so we're going to have our hands full chasing some elite guys around the entire season.
And if Coach Grubb came to you and said, we need a guy that could be our Jack Coletto for couple plays a game.
Yeah, I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah, I'm in. 100% in. 100% in. That'd be great. It'd be a great opportunity.
When you played, did you ever get a chance to be over on the offense?
Briefly. I mean, I was a high school quarterback, I was a high school option quarterback who couldn't throw it 10 yards down the field. So it was, the stay was brief.
Yeah, when I turned on the game film of Xavier Worthy, I'm going, how are they going to stop that guy?
Right.
I mean, does that guy keep you up at night?
Yeah, I mean, well, we're familiar with Xavier. I mean, he's from Fresno, and that's where obviously a big chunk of the staff. So we've seen Xavier through high school and his development now, and he's got elite top end speed. I mean, elite top end speed, and he can pull the top off of everything. And so I certainly feel like we're going to have our hands full. There's no doubt about it. And they're going to try to stretch the field vertically with him and have him touch the football, and he can get up to speed fast. And, you know, he's been dynamic and electric for him. And so definitely a key guy. But I also, you know, feel strongly that we've got to do a good job managing the run game first and then trying to prevent him from creating explosive plays over the top.
You've been here a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it just flown by, or does it seem like you've been here for a long time?
No, it's flown by. It's been incredible. It's been a lot of fun, and obviously it's been stacked up with being around a bunch of great kids and a bunch of great coaches, so it's been an awesome experience.
Jeremiah, I haven't had a chance to talk to you since you declared for the draft. With everybody coming back, how hard was that to make that decision?
It was pretty hard. I know I'm pretty sure I still got a redshirt year left. I'm pretty sure I can get uphill, but I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you just got to think about it. Like, you know, it's time to move on. You've been in college so long, and, you know, it's just like a repeated cycle. I have my own family now, so I think that's the biggest thing, is trying to just take care of them as best as I could, honestly. So I think, yeah, with my brothers coming back, you know, guys that I love playing beside, I think I just got to, you know.
Who did you tell first, your teammates or your coaches?
Who did I tell? I think I was talking to my coach. I was telling my coach, I was like, yeah, I'm going to. You know what I mean? I was asking him, like, do I got another year left? He's like, I don't know. I don't think you do. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I was talking to my coaches, and I just told my teammates, like, yeah, I'm going to just declare it.
What was your reaction from Zion and Braylon?
They're like, oh, yeah, they're happy. They're happy for me. They're like, yeah, one of the guys, you know, that's in the room that, you know, that's going first, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that's the biggest thing. I got my support from my brother, so I know I'm just going to hit combine training and stuff like that hard. So,
with that decision made, how much do you want to use this game as a showcase for the NFL?
I for sure. I mean, I just gotta, like I said, keep doing what I've been doing each, like, week by week, and just be putting my best on film, like, the best that I can. So just really just focus in on each and every play and don't look at the big picture. And I think that's the biggest thing, is take it play by play, second by second, and just cherish the moment, because it's my last one. So
what do you
defenses have gotten to Ewers over the second half of the season. I think he's sacked 8 times in the last 5 games.
Okay.
What have you seen from, you know, from the Texas offense and Ewers in particular?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think at the end of the day, I mean, like I said, beginning of the season, like, we're a attack-style defense. So at the end of the day, I don't know, like, we got to read and react. You know, we got to just run off the ball and just, you know, just read and react. We got to react to run and just play pass first. I think that's the biggest thing. They have a really good receiving core. I think that's a really good running back core and receiving core. So I think their game is really going to be balanced. So we just got to just stop the run and get them to pass and just try to rush the passer as best we can. So.
What do you see out of that Texas offensive line?
Yeah, they're really good. I think they're kind of young up front, but, I mean, they're still talented players, you know. So I think that's the biggest thing. It's just like, you know, just who touches who first and try to control him and control the game like that. So
comparable to anybody who played this year? Does they remind you of anybody?
No, I don't think so. I think they got their own, like, they got their own person. They're unique. I mean, they play like themselves. I don't really try to compare anybody else to anybody because – I don't know, it's a new week. Like, you never know, you might come out with something different than rather than what they was doing 3 weeks ago, so you just never know.
78, Banks mm-hmm. is a true freshman, mm-hmm. left tackle.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you see from him on film?
He's really good true freshman. You know, I mean, we have a lot of opportunities, you know, just rushing a passer, going one-on-one with him, but end of the day, he's a young player, you know, I'm kind of experienced. It's my first year playing, so you can say I'm technically a freshman, but just try to rush the passer, you know, just try to – he's a really good player, really good, well-rounded player. So,
how many of these guys from Texas do you know?
I don't know that many. I probably do. I know. He's a defensive end, Vernon. He's a defensive end for Texas. I know him. I train with him a little bit, so.
You played against some of these guys, though, too, right?
Nah, A&M, we didn't play Texas. But that was, like, a big rivalry for us at A&M. I know he played Wazoo at Washington, but now we're playing. I would dig go to A&M, now I'm playing Texas. So it's like I went from rival to a rival. So.
One more, just have you given Alex any parenting tips?
Nah, he hasn't asked me for anything, so I think everything's going good. I know I told him, I was like, if anything, just try to dream feed him. He'll probably sleep a little bit longer. So I mean, that's the biggest thing, just try to dream feed the baby. And he'll sleep like a little bit longer, so that way you're like, okay, I got an extra 30 minutes. Because when it comes to like 30 minutes when you're having kids, the extra 30 minutes of sleep feel like 3 hours. So I can relate to that. So.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.